Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul is definitely a memorable building. The first thing you'll notice is the enormous marble dome on top. And you also can't miss a certain shiny statue.
The quadriga, or the gold horses, on top of the main entrance.
That's Brian Pease, site manager of the Minnesota State Capitol.
The first question on a tour is, do we get to see the horses? It's a neat attraction, and it's significant, too, because it was done by Daniel Chester French, a prominent sculptor at that time. The horses represent the powers of nature, earth, wind, fire, and water. You have women holding the bridles of the horses, so they're kind of controlling the elements of nature, and they represent civilization. And then the man on top of the cart is prosperity.
The current Capitol building is Minnesota's third.
Their first Capitol burned down in 1881. They built a second Capitol that was too small for the growing state of Minnesota. So when they built this one, they really wanted to make a statement about Minnesota's arrival, not only prosperity-wise because of the rich economy, but also architecturally and artistic.
The architect behind the state Capitol was St. Paul's own Cass Gilbert. Oh, and in case you're wondering, yes, when the weather cooperates, guided tour groups can go up to see the horses.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.